Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're on the move. Yes, we are. We're on the move. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. For those folks who don't know what we're talking about, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the blind community. And by the way, if you miss any part of the show, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We've been talking to Liz Olexa. Did I say it right, Liz Olexa?
That is perfect. Just get good. Rid of the legs in front of it, and we're good.
Good. So, Liz, we've been talking about your story. And you got your story. Soon we'll play your trivia song. But right now, I'd like to hear a little more about what you do. Keep you busy.
Sure. So my last two semesters in college, we were just talking about how I graduated in May. I started doing some, I guess, learning on my own time, you know, because college isn't enough at one time. But being a mom and everything else I did, but I wanted to, you know, do some growth on my own. And I looked into some certifications and training on becoming a life coach. And I have now become a master life coach. I have 8 certifications in different areas, specific niche areas of expertise. For example, meditation, happiness, confidence, professionalism. I'm drawing a blank right now. My most recent one, however, was I became a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, which basically means that I help people rewire their brains and their thought processes.
Wait a minute. What word did you say? What word did you say? Hey, that's over my head. What word did you just say?
Neuro-linguistic.
Oh my goodness gracious! Listen to that word, folks.
Describe what that means for
you. Yes.
That basically means that I help people rewire their brain or their thought processes, change their thought processes via visualization and imagery. So you don't need your physical sight to either be a practitioner of neuro-linguistics or to receive that type of technique. So I've been practicing this, and I started my own business. I am officially the self-discovery advisor. That is my title. So if anyone is interested in checking out more about me, I am on Facebook at The Self-Discovery Advisor, or you can go to my website, which is www.theselfdiscoveryadvisor.com. You can also email me at theselfdiscoveryadvisor@gmail.com. I know it's a lot of the same words, but I'll take you to the same place, get you in touch with me. So what I do is I support, encourage, and empower individuals to uncover and discover their joy, their passions, their purpose, and the meaning in their life. Whether they're having difficulty in a specific situation, whether they need to be more, want to be more mindful, feel that they need more support in relationships or even at work, you know, I help people work through that. And what a lot of people don't realize is everything we ever need is within our own being. We have it all within us. We just need to activate it and tap into it, because the brain is so complex. And it's like a gigantic filing cabinet. And there's so much that we just lose track of. And it's, when we're reminded of things or practice things, it becomes embedded and it becomes second nature and becomes a habit. And I promote the healthy habits of thinking and moving forward. And some people may say, well, what's the difference between life coaching and counseling or life coaching and therapy? And the difference is counseling and therapy focuses on you now by discussing your past and what has happened in your past that has caused you to be the way you are now. When in life coaching, we talk about where you are now, but where you want to be in the future and the steps that you need to take to get to that future.
Liz?
Yes, ma'am.
Not to interrupt, but we have a caller on the line from Pennsylvania, Elaine.
Elaine from Pennsylvania, I'd like to talk to you. Hello, Elaine.
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Oh, I recognize your voice. This is Elaine. She's from my council group.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Elaine.
Nice to meet you.
I, as Liz has said, I am a friend of hers, and I've been impressed with the journey she's had over the last 8 years, and especially her understanding of technology. She is my go-to person, one of my go-to people when I have technology issues. Recently, I have purchased a new device. I own an iPad. I do not have a phone. I own an iPad, and I recently purchased an iPod Touch. And I had some questions about it, and I left Liz know that I bought it. And first off, Liz totally approved of the fact that I bought a pink one instead of black. I don't do bold things, but to impress Liz, I bought pink one. And because it gets to be a tongue twister to say iPad, iPod, iPad, iPod, I call it my pinky pod. But Liz has renamed it for me. What
yes,
do you call it, Liz?
your pinky potty.
She calls
pinky
it my
potty instead of pod. Potty potty.
Don't forget, ladies, this is a family show.
Oh, it is. That's perfectly family. Everybody should have a squatty potty.
Everybody uses it.
Exactly. But, no, I help and support other people trying to step out of their comfort zone, and that's one thing that I have worked with Elaine on, is stepping out of her comfort zone with technology and in color choices. And picking pink over black was a huge deal. And I know a lot of people might just giggle at that, but that is a big deal, especially when, you know, we're talking about a name. So I commend you on that, my friend, and way to go.
Well, thank you, Elaine, for calling in.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
I'll give you a little guideline. We have 2 minutes to break. Would you like to talk a little bit more about yourself now? And then we'll do the trivia a little bit later. How's that?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'll cut off about the life coaching and actually take to the next step. My plan was to do my life coaching as a side business, and I had been talking about it for years that I was going to go to grad school and get my master's degree in counseling. And I have decided against this, and this is my first public announcement of this, so to anyone who's hearing this, it shouldn't be a shock, and I am going to explain why. I felt that even through everything that I've been through and how positive that I am in life, I still felt like I wasn't good enough just being who I am. And I felt that if I had a master's degree behind my name, that I would be respected more and looked more highly upon than just being, quote-unquote, someone who is blind. And I am now ashamed of that thought, because I realize that I don't need any degree behind my name to have value and to have purpose and to have meaning in my life. And nobody needs a degree behind their name to realize that they have value to anyone, because you are enough just the way you are. And if you believe in yourself and your purpose in life, and you believe enough in yourself, you can achieve anything. And I'm doing that. I'm making my dreams come true. And with starting my business and with life coaching as a self-discovery advisor, I realized, you know what? I don't need that degree and that title behind or in front of my name, because I am good enough just as I am. And just being a blind person isn't something that should be in anybody's vocabulary, because you were always an excellent and outstanding person first.
Blindness does right.
not hold you back.
100% right. We think you're amazing. Yes. On that note, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back with Liz and
our next guest.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrades Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you definitely can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Lynn, it's time. Okay,
This is going to be fun. I'm glad we were introduced to our next guest. And her name is Jessie Walensky, and she is a young woman who has had RP, retinitis pigmentosa, since age 7. But aside from that, Jessie is a passionate volunteer and a donor with one of our sponsors, you know, the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And before we talk to Jessie, I just want to tell you what her profile picture is, just to show you what a free spirit is. She's standing on the beach in an adorable white sundress with strappy straps. I don't see her face, but she's looking out at the ocean, long, straight blonde hair, and there's a pineapple on top of her head.
So that means I can eat it on her head?
Yeah, she's balancing a pineapple.
I can eat a pineapple on her head. That's pretty good.
So anyway, we'd like to welcome for the very first time, Jessie Walensky. Welcome, Jessie.
Welcome, Jessie.
Welcome.
Hey, so now I can bring a knife and fork to eat on your head.
Please do, yes. I'm not going to be able to eat this pineapple by myself. I'm so happy to be here with you guys tonight. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so this is great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how it came to be, you know, that you got RP at age 7, and then how, as you got older, you know, you retained your positivity, and then how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yes, yeah. Well, I, like you said, was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at the age of 7, and as you can imagine, it was much more of a hard thing for my parents to deal with, because I was just too young to really understand the severity of my condition. But they sat me down when I was about 14, 15 years old and really explained it to me. And since then, it has been quite the emotional roller coaster. But it's really brought me to such an amazing place of realizing that it's not your circumstances in life, but it is really how you react to your circumstances. And I think that over the years, battling depression and finding a way to live a happy life with this condition, it has been the biggest test of my strength, but it has really shown me that I am losing my sight for a reason. I am here to bring positivity to the world and to really share my story, and hopefully by doing so, I can raise enough money to find a cure. That is definitely my goal. And I started working with the Foundation Fighting Blindness when I was 14 years old as well, when they first started the Vision Walk fundraising events. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that was 15 years ago. Wow, I'm really dating myself here. But ever since that first day, I just remember how much money my family and I were able to raise and how many people we were able to have come out and walk with us. But that moment of feeling like I could finally be in control of such an uncontrollable disease, it was such a powerful moment for my family and I. Like, we can do something to change my future and make it brighter. And that has been my mission ever since that day. And I've been raising money every year, and I'm so happy that I've raised over $200,000 towards blindness research. And
that's amazing, Jessie.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely.
I did read that about you. That's just amazing, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's definitely, it's been a lot of work, but fulfilling work. And I really believe that I can only make that number grow and grow and grow. You know, that's the goal.
Can you tell us more about the Vision Walk, if you would, please?
Yes, of course. Oh, the Vision Walk is an amazing event. They have Vision Walks in all the major cities across the country. Like I said, so the LA Vision Walk has been happening for the past 15 years. And pretty much it's like a 5K walk, really fun family event. You get your face painted. There's music. You have different fundraising teams. And the foundation has been able to rake in millions and millions of dollars through these Vision Walk fundraising events for years now. And it's definitely my favorite event because it's the biggest fundraiser for the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And like I said, it's just the biggest beacon of hope for people like me who are losing their sight to these conditions. So it's really an amazing day. So if you are anywhere, wherever you are in the country, definitely look up Foundation Fighting Blindness and Vision Walk and see how you can get connected. If you just want to go as a volunteer, if you want to go just for fun. But definitely I encourage everyone to start a team and raise some money. You'll be really surprised about how many donors you can get.
Liz, did you have any questions for Jesse? If not, that's fine.
I do. In addition to the Vision Walk and the Foundation Fighting Blindness, what other advocacy work do you do in your area? Rumor has it that you are also involved in one of your local chapters? Yes, yeah. So I have been the president of the Los Angeles chapter for the Foundation Fighting Blindness for the past few years. And it's really been such a fun role. I've been able to connect and meet with so many other amazing people. And one of the things I've been able to do through that role is I was able to start a support group for young adults who are low vision, because a lot of people that I knew were older, and I didn't find a lot of young people that I could connect to and relate to. So, you know, if it's not out already, you gotta create it, you know? So I was fortunate enough to do that. And obviously COVID kind of derailed our efforts for a little bit about our in-person events, but we're bringing that back. So that is definitely a really big one for me as far as being involved with the FFB and this chapter. And we just recently kind of revamped the chapter and added a lot of new roles. So I'm really, really excited to see what we can do with this new group, and just hopefully bring in more money and also provide people with the support that they need, you know. And with low vision, the low vision community, it can feel a little isolating. So we really want to let people know that there is not only research being done to find cures, but there are support systems that you can connect to right now in order to, you know, have that support, which is absolutely invaluable.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I'm the immediate past president of my local chapter, Council of the Blind, and just the incredible impact that working with everybody in this group, it's not only personally fulfilling, but just the impact that it makes on the community as a whole is just unbelievably powerful and empowering for those who can be a part of it. It's a great peer support network.
It's so true, yeah. And I think that is probably the biggest thing that I have to give credit to when it comes to finding a positive attitude. I don't know that I would be able to be so positive and be so productive within the low vision community if I didn't have people in my corner, people who are supporting me and believe in what I'm doing and who are also doing what I'm doing, you know, and having that community. It's really, really saved my life, I got to say.
So you have this, you can hear it in your voice, this passion, this dedication, and just this glow about you. And that could be the California coming in through there a little bit, the glow. But no, you just, your energy is beautiful. And everyone who comes in contact with you is definitely very lucky to have that benefit, you know, you working with them and the organizations that you're working with. So congratulations and good for you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of funny when people say, oh, my gosh, you have this positive energy. How do you, you know, keep it going all the time? I'm like, well, you don't see me at 3 a.m. having a total mental breakdown. But
exactly.
Part of it. You know what I mean? That's part of it. Part of sharing my story is being authentic and being vulnerable and not looking at that vulnerability as a weakness. Like, being able to be open and honest with my story has provided me with such strength that I never would have gotten without it. So, you know, it's whatever you're going through, and as negative as you think that it is, I promise there's a lesson and there's a way that you can come to terms with it and not just deal with it. You can live with it and be happy with it.
You two are too much. You know that? You both are too much. Maybe if any of our audience would like to call in and ask any questions between the two of them. It's unbelievable.
Double inspiration.
Yeah, double inspiration. It's true. Very true. But I'm going to call in. It's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You people that are visually impaired and blind, you listen to these two people? It's unbelievable. Call in. 407-894-1680. Let's hear more. Let's hear
more. About the foundation.
Yes, yeah. Well, we have a lot of exciting things coming up with the Foundation Fighting Blindness. I highly recommend people to check out our website so you can stay up to date on things. One of the exciting things that we have coming up is our free national webinar, and that's coming up on Saturday, September 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can register by visiting fightingblindness.org. And this is such a cool event because the whole entire topic is all low vision, and it's all about low vision experts weighing in about orientation and mobility, occupational therapy, different accommodations, and just giving us a whole bunch of information on services and resources. So if you are low vision or you know someone who is, I highly, highly recommend that you tune into this free webinar because it is going to be a bundle of completely amazing information.
I'm going to tell you something. There's an expression. You don't sound blind. you two both don't sound blind.
I hear that a lot. Yeah, I get that one a lot. It's like, you don't seem blind. I'm like, what does that mean? Like,
I want to say to people when they say that, I didn't know that your eyes had sound.
Yeah, right? I'm like, what? Like,
I mean, like, when you poke yourself, it makes that little squeaky sound sometimes, but yeah, like, what is, there should be no typical of anything because so many people are different.
Definitely, and that's such a big thing that I try to advocate for is that blindness is a spectrum. So I'm legally blind, and I'm deemed legally blind because of my lack of peripheral vision. So when I tell people, oh, I'm blind, and I'm still looking at them in the eyes, they're like, you're not blind, oh, you're faking it, or you're not, you know, and it's just like, blindness is a spectrum and it looks different on everybody. And the worst thing you could do is accuse someone of faking it or pretending. Like, come on, that's that's not helpful.
No. Especially with people, and I'm going to use myself as an example on this because my visual status changes throughout the day depending on my blood sugars or my stress level or other physical ailments that I have going on. I can be completely in the dark, or sometimes I can tell you if there's a light on in a room, or I'll have a lot of flashing, or it looks like fireworks, and even though there's nothing there. And, you know, a lot of people just don't grasp that, you know, that there is such variety. And they say, well, you could see that yesterday. Well, no, I couldn't really see it. You know, I could tell that there was light there, and you moved by it, which blocked the light. So, no, I wasn't really seeing anything detailed, you know?
Liz, that's why we had this show, because, and you know that I'm sighted, but the rest of the hosts, Michael, the co-hosts, everybody is blind. Everybody is blind to a different degree, and now we learned a new term, as per Jesse. It's a spectrum of blindness, okay? There's not one situation. There's many different situations, right, Michael? And that's why we have this show. We bridge the gap between the blind and the sighted.
You know, it's the old story, making fun of yourself. I'm blind. My buddy Gary is blind. Yeah. But many times, the other day we were traveling, and I said to Gary, so tell me, Gary, what do you see out the window? What do you see? I'm being silly because I know he's blind. He can't see nothing. But I always say, Gary, what's that over there? And I can't see it. I just say to him, what can you see? What do you see?
Well, at least you both have your sense of
humor. But you see, you have to have sense of humor. You have to laugh. you can't laugh about it, Jeff.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for joining us tonight and telling us all about your role with Foundation Fighting Blindness. And hopefully you inspired some more people to get involved. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, I hope you come back. Definitely, yes, anytime.
So we'll definitely have you back. We'll definitely have you back.
Take care out there in California.
Take care in California.
Surfer girl.
Thank you all so much. I really appreciate being here. And,
take care of your pineapple.
Reach out to me. Please, you can email me at jessiewalinski@gmail.com. If anyone needs a friend or someone to talk to, my door is always open. So thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great night.
Good
Have a good night, guys.
Good night. Is it time for trivia?
No, it's time to go to a break.
Time to a break? Then we'll come back with trivia. Okay, yeah. We're going to go to break. We'll come back with trivia. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you miss any part of this show or any of the past 6 years show, just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. There's more than 300 shows you can listen to. By the way, they're on 24/7. So if you can't sleep, go to our webpage and listen to any of the shows you want. They're all by dates. And by the way, it's blind friendly. So you sighted folks, you can look at it, and the blind folks can look at it.
Check us out.
Right now, Liz Olexa, it's your trivia time. Your trivia.
Set it up, Liz. I'm so excited. Thank you.
So, folks, here's Liz Olexa's trivia. Call in. See if you can get it. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you. People call, say, beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
All righty, I was on the phone, Mike. What did you say? I missed it. Did you tell me to turn down?
No, but that's it. That's okay.
Okay, I apologize.
That's okay, Chris. Sure.
That's a great spot for it, though, Chris. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You have any callers?
Yeah,
any
callers? I got several callers on the phone line. I got a caller calling in from Pennsylvania who wants to give a brief testimony just to talk with this young lady that we have on the phone line with us on this evening. I also have our good friend calling back from Jupiter trying to get in for trivia, as well as St. Louis, Missouri trying to get in. And oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So let's go to Jupiter first, because Jupiter was first, then St. Louis comes in, and then we'll get to a special guest for our special guest that's on the phone line. How about those apples?
Okay, so Jupiter's first, then St. Louis. So St. Louis, hold on, don't go away. Jupiter, Florida.
One of the dynamic duos all the way from Jupiter, Florida, the one and only Miss Christine.
Hey, everybody, I'm back.
Hello again, Christine.
I'm here to answer a trivia question. Hi.
So who do you think was singing that song, Christine?
Bob Dylan, like a Rolling Stone.
All right, Christine.
You got it.
Are you sure? Are you definitely sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you win, because it was
thank
true. You won. That's it.
Oh, thank you.
1964, probably before you were born.
Wait, let me see.
Yeah, it was, but when I was a teenager, I used to listen to an oldies show, and it came on almost every week. Somebody kept requesting it, I guess.
Oh, wait, Dawn was 64. I believe your song, Liz, was 65.
65. Okay, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway. And by the way, not only do they have great sandwiches, they got the good salads.
Yeah, Michael's been getting a lot of salads.
I'm getting a lot of good salads there.
Okay.
They have great cookies, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lynn just got them.
Yeah, we have your address. I'll tell him my secrets, Michael.
Thank you, Christine.
Thanks for calling, Christine.
Oh, you're okay. Welcome. Do you need me to give you my address, or do you have it?
Oh, we got you covered.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We got you covered. Thank you so much. All right, Lynn, you got the wheel ready?
Yeah. No.
No, we don't have the wheel tonight?
No, not tonight.
Oh, okay. I was thinking we can at least get the wheel because Rick has been calling in and calling and calling and trying to get in.
All right, okay. We'll get the wheel.
All right. So meet some close to... Oh, wait.
I have to wait.
That for a minute, and I'll go get the wheel.
Okay.
And that is all in about
All right. So I know Rick.
You know what? I got a fiasco story. I got a fiasco to tell the audience about this story. Listen to this story. If you ever had a problem, listen to this problem. See if you ever have one like this. I go to a restaurant. Lynn's outside. I go in. I order some stuff. Comes to $18. So I get my credit card, $18, pay the bill. And as I'm giving them the credit card, I gave her $5. And I said, look, I usually give ones, but I don't have any ones. So here's $5. Give me back $2. You keep $3 against your tip for the five. Make a long story short. She gives me back the two ones, no problem. And then she says, here's your change from the credit card. And I said, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't know you can get change from a credit card. And she says, well, I don't know, but I give you change. I said, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. I said, how much did you charge my credit card? And she says, $8. $8? How'd you figure that? She said, it was $8, and I took away the $5 you gave me, took it away from the $18. I said, well, 5 from 18, is that how you come up with 8? She says, yeah. I said, well, that's not right. 5 from 18 is 13. And she says, oh, I didn't know that. I put down 8. I says, oh. So I said, what happened with the tip? I don't know. I said, well, you gave me back $2 from the $5. I said, do you know what you did? And she said, well, then she gets a manager come over. After a few minutes, there's a big long line in the restaurant. I said, the manager says, go ahead, forget it. Just go ahead. Anyway, I said, this is ridiculous. So if you hear what I said, I gave a tip that was supposed to be cash and the credit card was supposed to be for the purchase. So I hope you all know what I said, because if you ever go through a fiasco like that, let me know. I'd like to hear another joke.
Okay, so who's on the line?
From St. Louis.
Is it Rich?
Yeah, Rick. We have Rick on the phone line from St. Louis.
Rick.
Okay, here we
okay,
go.
Rick,
let's
we're
going to Rick one.
Okay, Rick, we're going to do the... Ready? Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel for Rick.
He won a $25 Visa card.
Wow. Rick.
Well, he was lucky. Yeah.
He just won a $25 gift card from Visa. $25
wow, that's great.
Gift
Wonderful.
Card coming your way.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll need some information from me.
Yes, sir. So, Rick, hold on. Don't hang up, all right? Congratulations to you. I know you've been trying to get in for the trivia.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but hold on one moment.
So
don't
you just
hang
won yourself $25 gift card.
All
it's
right.
Good anywhere. You can use it. Anywhere they take visas, you can take
it. Well, Chris is...
See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I believe we have somebody on the
line.
Yeah,
this is the first time I've done it.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
We listen every
Thank
week.
You.
Yeah, listen every week.
Chris, do we have a caller for... About
now, you can't win now for 30 days, to tell you that now.
Yes, we do have a caller calling in all the way from the great state of Pennsylvania. Jeanette is on the phone line, and she wants to talk to Liz a little bit, Miss Alexa, and see how she's doing. And she got a little something that she's going to give in. I'm not going to tell all the secrets, but Miss Jeanette, you there?
I'm here.
Jeanette, are you there?
Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you so much.
Well, first I want to say how wonderful the show is. And hi, Liz. How great it is to hear the passion of both these women, Jesse and Liz. But I do want to say that I know a woman who's been blind. I think I know her for 20 years. She took care of her husband, this blind wife, took care of her, the physical needs of her husband, who was in a wheelchair. And he has died, and now she's all alone in an apartment, in a retirement community. And, of course, with the pandemic, she's been shut in an awful lot and has been very sad. But Liz has been counseling her. And as I talk to this lady, her spirits are perking up, and she's feeling better about life and her life. And I just want to thank Liz and congratulate you for everything that you've done for Sally.
Thank you so much, Jeanette. I'm just thrilled that my coaching services are supporting those who need it. And, you know, I'm glad that being able to keep a positive attitude myself, that's making an impact on everyone that I come in contact with. And it's just amazing how small the world is, you know, the people that we come in contact with. I actually met this woman through someone else. I didn't even realize that Jeanette knew her. So, I mean, it's really incredible how you know, paths crossed, and I'm just grateful for that opportunity.
Yep.
And thank you for always believing in me, Jeanette.
Well, thank you, Liz.
This is Michael. I hope you listen to the show in the future, Jeanette. Keep on listening
thank
from
you.
Pennsylvania.
It's a great show. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Jeanette. We're here every Sunday night, 7 to 9, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Looking forward to hearing you again. Thank you, Jeanette.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeanette. All right, so back to you, Liz.
Bye-bye.
We're up to the present, I guess, now, Liz. There's a few minutes left to the top of the curtain.
Yeah, well, right now, my family and I are preparing to move, actually. We had to find a new home because of just, you know, circumstances. And so we are in the process of moving, and I'm looking forward to that being done so I can memorize the new home and the layout and memorize my footing there, and look forward to starting doing my coaching from a new location. And we are staying local, so my son can stay in the same school district and whatnot. He's going to be a senior this year. He starts next Monday. And I'm just enjoying life. You know, I've learned through my experiences, through my coaching, and just through conversations with those that love and support me for who I am, that, you know, always focusing so much on what I need to accomplish because I feel other people would want it for me, or what other people think of me, has really clouded my vision and totally taken me away from being able to enjoy the present moment. And since I've realized that and made the decision to not move forward with going for my master's degree, my life is just so much more stress-free. And, you know, this is my personal story. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not trying to discourage individuals going for furthering their education to not do it. That's not at all what this is about. You know, this is my specific circumstances. I have quite a few health issues, you know, that really caused me, that I had to take pause and really think if this is something I can do right now with my life being the way it is. And, you know, facing reality is not always easy, but when you are able to see clearly, you know, and life presents itself, you can really see joy and that happiness starts to bubble from within, and it literally can be contagious, meaning the happiness and that excitement of enjoying the present moment, enjoying the now, and realizing how important self-care is, and reminding myself that I am worth more than I've ever realized, and that I am enough just the way I am. It has really changed my life. And I just hope that other people who are going through similar situations, whether they recently lost their sight or in the process of, or maybe someday end up losing their sight, that they don't realize, or that they don't feel that just because they've lost their sight, they've lost their identity, or lost their purpose or their value. And I think that's really the greatest lesson that I've learned up until this point, is that I have more value in knowing my own worth than I ever did before. And that's powerful.
Liz, I was going to, why don't you tell more, tell again how the people can reach you about the Self-Discovery Advisor.
Absolutely. You can go to my website, which is www.theselfdiscoveryadvisor.com, and it is screen reader accessible. We have made that a prominent thing. We had a contest for people to check it out, and actually won some free coaching sessions.
You can reach me via email at theselfdiscoveryadvisor@gmail.com. Or you can check me out on Facebook at The Self Discovery Advisor.
Wonderful. And we forgot to mention that you're a poet. And
the poet. She's a poet.
And she doesn't know
it. She doesn't know it.
Oh, I do know it. But
I know you do. That was a I, say that when we were kids.
I'm in the process of getting all of my poems in their proper order and getting my acknowledgments together. And then I will be getting my first book of poetry published.
Do you know the name of your book? Do you have a name picked out for the new book?
That's a secret.
Okay. Well, we look forward to
learning
what
it
is.
I'm hopefully by the end of this year.
Okay.
COVID has kind of put it back a little further than I would have liked, but one step at a time.
Okay. Well, right this second, I would just like to do a little wrap up before we say goodnight. Next week, join us, guest co-host Charles Brooks will be joining us, as well as callers Greg Lindberg, who's calling in to tell us all about, you know what, Michael? The Baseball World Series that he participated in.
Hey, Greg!
And also, our friend Peter Cucciavi, who is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, will be calling in.
We'll get updates about Leonardo.
We'll get updates about the new baby, and I think Ms. Green's ready for the show to be over, because I hear her in the background.
Barking.
All right. Well, thank you so, so much, Liz.
Liz Olexa.
That's right. We're so happy.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's
our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
It was our pleasure, Liz.
Chris Shaw,
great show tonight. Thank you so much. Hope you folks.
Thank you, Sir Chris.
Anytime.
Hope you folks like the show.
Anytime.
And listen, folks, I don't want you to go away. We'll be right back. Stay right there. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't go away. We'll be back in 1 week. Same time, same place.
Thank you, Liz.
Stay well.
We wish
be
you
safe.
Well.
Thank you. Same to you.
I'll be in touch with you on the email.
God bless you all. Take care.
Hey,
good night,
sounds
all.
Great.
Everybody
good
have
night.
A great night.
Good
and
night.
Do night. Do everything I would do. Have a safe week until tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Lynn.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Chris. Good night.
Good night.
Polishing up our ass.